This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. We would be, you know, part of the solution, if you would. Right? You need to be part of the solution. Show the way we win. And we've talked, okay, I talk about this all the time, and you guys are like, oh, God, Joe, get over it. No, no. I don't get over it for a lot of reasons. I don't get over it because you guys don't step up and do what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, really, honestly. And that's the generic you guys, okay, because I know there's some listening that are here that do that. They do exactly that. They do get involved. They do put it out. They do speak to it. And I think that's great. God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, truly, truly. Happy that you're with me here. MyPillow.com. I got to bring it up because I want you guys on there. It is a way for us, some of us, to make some money. And you get over there and really, truly, look at the pillows, the pillowcases, the sheets, the towels, the slippers. There's so much there that you use every day. And if that's the case and you're using it every day, buy from somebody who cares about you. Buy from somebody who cares about the same things you care about. Otherwise, you feed those guys to hate you. Why would you do that? That makes absolutely no sense. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dan Pillow is going to join us after the break. I call him the tax man. He is the man. When it comes to taxes, comes to tax issues, even questions, he does. When he says he wrote the book on dealing with your tax problems, guess what? He wrote the book on dealing with your tax problems. He was the guy that started the industry and pushing back on the IRS the way he does. There's nobody else that has the guts, I'll say, to take him on or take on the IRS without fear. He has absolutely none. Appreciate the time you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. There it was. So, you know, we start the year off, you know, you always hear about these stories, and I don't know, maybe we should start doing them more and more and more, right? You hear, there's a police video that shows a third grade teacher being arrested after she showed up drunk on the first day of school. Now, you kind of giggle about it, right? Kimberly Coates, 53, was allegedly drunk while teaching students in Perkins, Oklahoma. Now, I don't know. Is this the first day of school? Was it that bad? Just asking. And again, maybe she was anticipating it. She was confronted about 3:30 in the afternoon by a school resource officer and the superintendent over possibly being intoxicated. Now, local news source obtained officer worn body cam footage from Perkins Police Department that showed the coach interacting with the law enforcement people. Ogle told Coach that something seemed to be off and that she didn't seem like the same person he talked to earlier in the morning. I don't know. Check her out because she could be having a stroke, heat stroke, anything along those lines. They decided to take her and check her. She was arrested after blowing a 2.4 or 0.24 blood alcohol concentration on the first day of school. I don't know. Was it that bad? I mean, I'm not laughing at her. Really not. And if she is an alcoholic, truly has a problem and she's an alcoholic, she needs to get help. Or they need to help her get help. And again, she finally admits to it and says that she needs counseling. So, wish her the best. Hope she gets the help she needs. Hope she doesn't lose her job, because of the situation. Because, again, I don't know. I don't know the whole story. But this is craziness. It truly is. Somebody had sent me an email during the break asking me, are these laws in California, are they really this nuts? Are they really this crazy? I will tell you, yeah. Or yells, because really, seriously, the craziness that goes on in this state, and people, I'm not so sure people buy into it. I think by the time they find out it's happening, it's too late. Again, another school district decides that parents should be notified if a student identifies as transgender in California school district. Right now, California state law says, or alludes to the fact that you can't do that. You cannot tell the parents what's going on with the kids. The problem is that the Supreme Court has come off two or three times now, two or three rulings over the years, over the decades, that said, no. Parents have a right, unequivocal right, unalienable right, with their kids' education, health, and so on. But California knows better. Again, after much, much, much heated testimony, they have a long rolling book ban going on to California school boards. And the school board, the state school board, has decided that they may take over for the local school boards in this matter. Talk about Dan Pella. We'll talk to Dan Pella after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Don't keep your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I keep telling you that, and the reason I keep repeating it is because you really, some of the questions you send me, I'm not going to make fun of you, but you're not paying attention, right? So get involved. Find that thing that you have a passion for. When I say that, it'd be if it's education, fine. If it's city council issues, fine. But find what that thing is. Don't chase everything. Go after it and get involved. Maybe you don't run for office. You help somebody run for office. You bring up things. I have, you know, and being a school board member, I have members of the community who will come up with some great ideas. And some of them don't even have kids in the schools right now. But they see things and they see issues that they know they can make a difference with. Education is their passion. And they go ahead and they bring it forward. You could do the same thing. But make sure, truly make sure you have a clue as to what's going on. Talk about having a clue, very much of a clue. Dan Pella joins me. He is the tax man. Love to refer to him as that because he is the Taxman. And Dan, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate it so much.
Man, it's always a pleasure to be here. How you doing?
You know, I say this about you all the time, and it's so true. It's kind of like if, you know, I hear your commercials on the network, and I tell people, if you listen to some of the commercials, you know, driving down the road, you hear these guys say, you know, oh, my God, you know, they're coming to get your house, your dog, your cat, your kids, your wife, whatever. And some of you might be all right with some of those, but I'm not. And you don't play that way. You actually, your commercial, is more about, hey, take a breath, relax, sit down, take a sip of your coffee. We can work this out. You're not everything is final. They're not coming for your house. And I think it's totally different.
It's all about hope, Joe. My message is one of hope, that you don't have to sweat bullets when it comes to the IRS. You don't have to bleed from the ears when you open the letter. You don't have to fear the knock on the door because you think it's going to be somebody hauling you off to jail. Those things don't happen. I mean, it's just so rare. You got a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of going to jail for a long time. And that's said by a guy who lives in Minnesota. We don't even have sharks here. So the fact of the matter is the IRS, generally speaking, wants to play ball with an individual that wants to get compliant. All right. So if you know the steps to take to get yourself back on the beam, the IRS will say, okay, let's work this out. Now, the people that end up being ground into powder are the ones that don't know what to do and therefore do either nothing or all the wrong things every step of the way. That's where you go off the tracks and you get yourself so deep into the woods that you think you'll never get out again. And there's a lot of people there. But I don't care how deep in the woods you are, there's a way to get the problem solved. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And if you do it right and follow the steps correctly, you are not going to be ground into powder.
Well, I just told a friend of mine about how to get in touch with you. You know, get to your website, taxhelponline.com. Her sister hasn't filed taxes in about 6 years or 7 years, and not only has she not filed the taxes, you know, she's a, I think she's a waitress. I think that's what she said. She was a waitress at a regular restaurant, not a high end bar or anything like that. So she doesn't make a whole bunch of money. And I said, okay, but you realize that the longer you let it sit there, the longer you let it hang out there. Just from a psychological standpoint, yeah, you know, you're going to do yourself a whole bunch of harm. And you're better off dialing that number or getting a hold of you, obviously, but filing before they come knocking at your door, huh?
Well, there's no question about it. And this is the classic situation of a person that's got off the rails and they're deep into the woods. You know, they haven't filed a tax return for 5, 6, 7 years. There's millions of people out there like that, Joe. They haven't filed their returns because they can't afford to pay the tax, so they don't know what to do. They get stuck. They do nothing, and now they're in this long pattern of noncompliance. Here's the thing. These people are immobilized by fear and ignorance, but the thing to do is so simple. And that is to get back on the beam by filing your current tax returns. That's the place to start to get your situation cured, is you got to put an end to the string of delinquencies. That means if she hasn't filed for 6 or 7 years, she's thinking to herself, how am I going to file 6 or 7 years worth of tax returns? I wouldn't know where to start. Well, the place you start is by filing your 2023 tax return on time when the calendar rolls over to 2024. You jump to the head of the line. Now you get yourself back into compliance. Now the IRS will play ball with you.
You know, interesting you should say that. So, you know, some people who, not just lax, but petrified, they've, you know, thrown away their paperwork. They really don't know how much they've made. They'd have to go back to those bosses or whoever to get their W-2s or whatever it is you get. I mean, is there a way to estimate what you've made? Is there a way to, just say you did say to the IRS, I have nothing. I got afraid. I threw everything away. I don't know what to do.
Well, there's two approaches we take. First of all, the vast majority of people out there, Joe, are wage earners. They're employees. About 85% of all Americans are wage earners. Now, even wage earners sometimes have side jobs, you know, side businesses, but most of them are wage earners. Well, we can go to the IRS and get what's called a wage and income transcript. The wage and income transcript will tell us every W-2 and every 1099 that was reported to the IRS by a third party. So all the W-2s are on the IRS's computer system and we can get them. That's number one. Number two, the vast majority of people use bank accounts to do business with. All right, so your income, even if you're self-employed, that income went into a bank account. So we go back to the banks and get the bank statements. All right, between the bank statements and the wage and income transcripts from the IRS, we know what your income is. Now, if you're self-employed, you got your income in the bank statements, but you also have your deductible business expenses because you paid your expenses with a check. So it's a tedious process, Joel. Well, let me rephrase that and say it can be a tedious process of reconstructing that, but it's not difficult. What you need is direction, and I can give you direction because we reconstruct these tax returns, these FOSS records all the time. In fact, I just did a seminar, believe it or not, I just did a seminar a week ago, last week, for tax professionals, attorneys, accountants, enrolled agents, and I taught them how to reconstruct records because this problem is so prevalent.
I can only imagine because, I mean, I deal with a lot of the regular Joes, if you would. You know, guys who really didn't think about, even though I don't, you know, Dan, maybe I'm too tough, but I can't even think about guys who say, no, I don't keep receipts. I don't think I need them. Okay. Sure. Whatever you say, right?
It's just food.
Yeah, and the letter comes, and you're like, oh, my God, I have no receipts. I don't have anything. I don't know. I'm not going to file. I don't know. I'm not going to file. Because also some of them are under the impression that, and you and I have had these conversations, that the IRS can disallow whatever they want to disallow. They can, you know, decide whether something's a write-off or not. They can tell you, no, I don't believe that that's what you made. Prove to me that's all you made. We'll talk about more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Dan Pella, the tax man, when we come back.
Listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The FAA is investing hundreds of millions of dollars to address near collisions at airports.
The Federal Aviation Administration announced it is serious about ending runway incursions. To further bolster the efforts, the FAA has unveiled its plan to allocate an additional $121 million toward minimizing the associated risks. Recent data from the FAA reveals a concerning tally of nearly 1,500 runway incursions since this past October. I'm John Schaefer.
Taylor Swift is teasing a re-recorded Reputation track in a trailer for Prime Video's Wilderness series. The trailer that dropped earlier Wednesday features a snippet of Look What You Made Me Do. The song seems to fit right in with the show. It follows a character who wants to get revenge after she discovers that her husband is having an affair. The series releases September 15th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me, 55-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. That's why I bring on the experts. Let me tell you what. From past experience, I am not the guy to listen to when it comes to dealing with your taxes. That's why I bring on Dan Pilla. He is the tax man. You can find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. And, you know, Dan, I haven't had one negative comment from anyone about your services, and that is pretty much unheard of. I usually get somebody who will call. I call that guy you had on the radio, and yeah, I have. It's always funny, but anyway, I really appreciate it. Tell people how they can get help from you. Some of the things that you can handle for them.
Well, for any kind of tax situation that you're dealing with, that you're sideways with the IRS. I can deal with. Now, about 80%, probably 70% of the work we do, Joe, is collection defense. So people that owe money to the IRS that they can't pay. They haven't filed tax returns. They can't pay the money they owe. Maybe they're facing wage levies or bank levies or tax liens, or even it's gotten serious enough where there are some property seizures that are at least being threatened. I can handle all of those situations. I can guide you through the process, or I can represent you and become your power of attorney to represent you in the process. We have a number of books. I've written 14 self-help defense books on taxpayers' rights issues, problems resolution, and IRS abuse prevention and cure. My seminal book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, is the book that started the tax resolution industry, Joe, way back in the early 1990s. There was no such thing as the tax resolution business as we know it today before that book hit the street. And once it did hit the street, it sold almost 300,000 copies now, and wow. You know, 10-15% of those books were bought by tax pros, attorneys and accountants. So I put these people into business in the 1990s, Joe, and so there's nobody out there with more experience than I have in dealing with these tax problems. So you go to my website, taxhelponline.com, and you can check out the consultation services that we have where I can coach you through your problem if it's relatively simple, representation services if you need more, if there's a more complex situation, and then the books and publications that we have available that are universally helpful. My latest book is called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide. That book is 40 years in the making, Joe. It's based on 40 years of experience in litigating with the IRS on behalf of small businesses, and I show small businesses how to stay out of trouble with the IRS. In about 15 or 16 of the most common mistakes that they make, I show you how to avoid them.
You know, I was reading an article. You sent me something on IRS visitations, and it's funny that people now are asking, you know, is there ever a point where the IRS can come to your home and seize things from your house, from your driveway, that kind of thing?
Well, there is a point at which it can come to that, but let's be clear here. The IRS cannot gain entry into private property, most notably your home, without either a search warrant or a writ of entry from a federal court. And there's no way that the IRS is getting a writ of entry or a search warrant in the garden variety civil collection case. Now, they can get search warrants, Joe. The Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS can get search warrants, and they do it fairly regularly. A couple thousand times a year, they will go get search warrants if somebody is under criminal investigation and suspected of criminal tax evasion or criminal tax behavior of some kind or another. All right, search warrants are not impossible, and they're not all that unusual, but they are highly unusual because, look at Joe, there's 25, 30 million people out there that owe taxes that maybe they can pay, maybe they can't, but they've got some kind of delinquency with the IRS. The vast majority of those people are not criminals. They're just simply broke. Being broke doesn't make you a criminal. So you're not. Now, having said that, you know, let's go back a step even further, and that is, audit situations, under no circumstances does a tax auditor have the right to come into your house and look around, and there's no way a tax auditor is going to get a search warrant. Again, search warrants are sought and obtained by criminal investigators, special agents of the Criminal Investigation Division. They have to go to court and get a warrant just like the FBI would have to get a warrant, meaning there has to be an affidavit that swears out probable cause to believe a crime was committed and a probable cause to believe that there's evidence of crime on the premises. A tax audit's not a criminal investigation. It's just a civil review of your tax return. Tax collection is not a criminal investigation. It's simply debt collectors trying to get money that's owed by the federal government. So there's no way that auditors and revenue officers, tax collectors, are going to get access to your house unless you agree to let them in. And that's the key. They have to have your consent to come in the door. And guess what? You don't have to give me your consent. And they're not going to beat you with a hose if you don't.
Well, it's funny. I was just going to ask you that question. So they show up at the door, and they wave their cute little badge, and they go, you know what? We've been trying to get a hold of you. I want to come in and talk to you about your taxes. You could actually look at them and say, I'm sorry. No, you can't come in, and I'll make an appointment to meet you at your office or something, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You'd be very polite, very professional, and you got a couple of options. And first of all, depending on who's knocking at your door, first of all, a tax auditor, all right, let's be clear about this because it's important for people to understand this. A tax auditor is never going to knock at your door, all right? They never make cold calls. They never have and they never will. The way an audit starts is with a letter. Dear Mr. Smith, you know, your tax return has been selected for audit. You know, we're looking at the year 2021. We need the following records. Here's your deadline to send them in. You're going to have a written notice from a revenue agent saying what they want and when they want you to deliver it and where they want you to deliver it to. And they're never going to come to your home. All right. So that's the tax audit. Tax collection, that's a little bit different. Tax collectors could show up at the door, knock on the door and say, Mr. Smith, you've got this tax debt. We'd like to talk to you about collecting it. But the IRS just announced a policy change, Joe. Just a couple of weeks ago, they announced a policy change saying that they're not going to make collection cold calls anymore. Now they're just going to simply mail the collection notices. Now, you know, that's not really a change because the overwhelming majority of notices that were mailed to delinquent, that were sent to delinquent taxpayers were mailed in the first place. And only a very few, very rare occurrences would the IRS make a collection cold call. But they're not even going to do that anymore. So you don't even have to worry about revenue agents or revenue officers showing up at your door saying, Mr. Smith, you owe us $100,000. Can you write a check? But just to be clear about your question, if an agent ever shows up at your door, if the smart thing to do is just get the individual's business card and credentials. Who are they? What's their address? Get their badge number. All of that information should be right on their business card. Get the information from them that they're delivering to you, whether it's a letter or a notice or whatever it may be, and then get counsel before you respond.
Yeah.
But you do not have to let them in your house, and you should never answer questions on a cold call basis, because who knows if it even is an IRS person, right? These days it could be anybody.
That's true.
So I wouldn't respond to any questions from any person just showing up out of the blue at my door. I would certainly make an appointment. I would visit them either via telephone or at their office to get clear information about what it is they want.
So for clarity, as somebody just asked, I mean, the bottom line is they don't have the sweeping powers that people have led us to believe. You know, sometimes you hear the most powerful collection agency on the planet, and so they don't really have carte blanche to do anything that they want to do, right?
No, they do not. Now, let's not make any mistakes here. They are a powerful collection agency. They do have awesome enforcement tools. They don't have to go to court to get a warrant to seize your bank account or your paycheck, right? So they do have powers beyond the typical collection agency. There's no doubt about that. But they do not have carte blanche, Joe. There's very specific legal procedures and steps they have to follow, very specific statutory notices they have to mail to the taxpayer, and you as the taxpayer have the right to respond to those notices, and all along the way you have challenge and appeal rights, and as long as you respond correctly and on time, the IRS is never going to be able to, as I used the phrase earlier, grind you into powder. They're not going to be able to do just anything they want.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I still have other questions for you that are coming in. We'll hit you in a few minutes. Joe Mazzito, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dan Pillow when we return.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-SOAP-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me bring him on. Dan Pilla, the tax man. I say it that way because as far as I'm concerned, he is the only tax man that you need to get a hold of to find out how to deal with the IRS. You know, you get all kinds of information. I can tell you that, you know, in my own situation, I went through some pretty shoddy people that said, I can help you with this. Dan was the only one that did help us. And not only did he help us, but he taught me some real solid lessons about that. They are not the Godzilla you believe them to be. And so, Dan, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's do a couple of these rapid-fire questions that people have asked. Is it better to do mileage or depreciation on your vehicle? I was always under the impression that you could only write off the interest or repairs if it's not a business.
No. If it's not a business, you don't get any deduction for your automobile whatsoever. Even interest on an automobile that's not used for business is not deductible because personal interest is not deductible. Only mortgage interest is. If it's a business automobile, then you can deduct the business use percentage of the automobile. Now, the emailer here is a little bit confused. Now, what we've got is 2 different methods of claiming expenses for business use of an automobile. One is the standard mileage rate. The IRS gives you, and I think it's about 64 or 65 cents a mile right now. If you document that you drove 1,000 miles for business, you get 64 cents per mile as a deduction, or $640, right? That's standard mileage. You don't have to keep track of your gas and your oil changes and all the rest of that. The depreciation amount for the vehicle is built in to that standard mileage rate. The other way to do it is with actual expenses. All right, so now you've got the interest. Well, the interest is always separate anyway. Now you got the depreciation, you got the gas, the oil, the maintenance, tires, all of that stuff goes into the actual expense. And now let's say you drove your car 1,000 miles, and let's say that represents 50% business use. Right. Let's say you've got 50% of your miles are business use. You drove 1,000 miles, so now you got 500 business miles, and so now you take your total of your business of your automobile expenses, and you multiply them by 0.5, right, half, and you get to deduct half of those expenses. For most people, the actual expenses get you a bigger deduction than the standard mileage rate, but you got to keep track of all the expenses individually. And in both cases, standard miles or actual expenses, you must keep track of your total miles and your business miles to figure out the deductible rate. It's not that complicated. I've got a chapter in the Small Business Tax Guide that shows you exactly how to do this, and it is really simple when you see the formula.
Now, wait a minute, because as I've said in the past, a lot of guys suck at tracking their mileage. So if you're one of those guys that won't take the time to do it properly, you're better off keeping your receipts for all the repair work, right? That kind of thing. That's easier to prove.
Joe, either way, you have to keep track of your mileage, because if we're using standard mileage rate, then we need a multiplier, right? How many miles am I multiplying the 64 cents a mile or 65 cents a mile? When it comes to the actual expenses, we need a multiplier. What is the business use percentage? What is the percentage of time that I'm using or driving my car for business purposes? If I drive 10,000 miles total and 7,000 of those miles are business, then my multiplier is 0.7. So if I've got $1,000 worth of expenses times 0.7, I get a $700 deduction for business use of the automobile. Either way, you have to track the mileage.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to move on to the next one because I've got like three questions I want to try to get through here. This one said that their CPA keeps telling them that they don't itemize, so the donations to, smaller or charitable organizations, she doesn't take them, or he doesn't. They didn't say what they were, but it seems to be that their CPA is telling them that they don't itemize their expenses, so they can't. I wish you people would write in English. So.
Well, I know exactly what she's talking about. All right, so don't try to extrapolate. I'll do it.
Thank you.
There's a difference between a standard deduction and an itemized deduction. For married filing jointly, for most taxpayers, the standard deduction is about $26,000. So that's the amount of deduction you get from your income. All right, with no questions asked. You don't need a single nickel's worth of receipts to get benefit of the standard deduction. You get the itemized deduction for certain expenses like mortgage interest, charitable contributions, state and local taxes, medical expenses. All right, those are your itemized deductions. If the total of all of your itemized deductions exceeds the value of the standard deduction, then you're better off itemizing. All right, so your standard deduction is 26 grand. If your itemized deductions are 30, claim the itemized. If your itemized deductions are 15, you're better off claiming the standard because that's 26. So what the CPA is saying to this lady is you don't have enough itemized deductions to push you over the top of the standard. You're better off using the standard.
See, that was easy. I was so confused. Anyway, not hard to do. Are medical expenses ever deductible? My CPA tells me very few are.
Yeah, he's right. Very few are deductible. And the reason for that is, first of all, they qualify as an itemized deduction. So the total of all itemized deductions has to exceed your standard deduction, which for married filing jointly is about 26 grand, as I just explained. All right, so now, for medical expenses, not only do they have to do the constitute an itemized deduction, but they, in order for the expenses to be deductible, they have to exceed 7.5% of adjusted gross income. All right, so because of that floor, that 7.5% threshold that you have to meet, very few medical expenses are ever deductible. You have to really have catastrophic expenses before they end up being deductible. And that's really a sad testimony as to what Congress really thinks about the burden on the American people as far as medical expenses are concerned. If they were so concerned about it, Joe, they would create a separate category of deductible medical expenses. And I've been saying this for 30 years. Why don't they make medical expenses deductible across the board if they're so concerned about people paying their medical bills? But they haven't and they won't.
No, they need it. They want slash need the tax money. Okay, so go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to editorialize here. That when it comes to medical issues, they want control of the medical industry, Joe. They want federal government takeover of the medical industry, and that's so true. Their excuse for doing that is that people can't pay their bills. Well, they could help people pay their bills by making them fully tax deductible, but they won't do that.
No, that's you're very. I agree with that to no end. I mean, there's so much more they could be doing with this, and they don't. Let me see this one: home repairs or updates. If I put in a generator or solar, are those deductible? What's the difference between repair and upgrades?
All right. Well, that's a good question. A repair is just a routine maintenance type thing, like a broken window. An upgrade is the kind of thing that adds useful life to the building. So if I put a new roof on the building, that's a upgrade. If I fix three torn shingles, that's a repair. Now, those items are never deductible per se on a personal residence, but improvements that add to the useful life add to your basis. So in other words, you get to increase the cost of your building by those capital improvements so that when you sell it, your profit is reduced. So you're not taxed on as much profit. Now, as far as solar and that sort of thing, there are provisions in the tax code for tax credits for solar energy and other improvements to the home, like insulated windows and such things. But those are not deductions, they're tax credits. And you got to look individually in the credits as to what specific benefits they pay for.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because people have asked that in the past, and I just keep forgetting to tell you. And that is tax credits. You got a couple of minutes here, but tax credits isn't where they go, oh, hey, let's credit it back this, and they send you a check, right?
Well, a tax credit is like somebody else paying your taxes. A tax deduction, Joe, gives you a partial tax benefit. So if you have, let's say you're in the 25% tax bracket, and you spend $1,000 on an item that gives you a tax deduction. All right, what that means is your taxable income is reduced by $1,000, and so that means you save $250 in taxes. You spend $1,000, but you save $250 in taxes because your tax rate is 25%. A tax credit is dollar for dollar. If you get a $1,000 tax credit, that's like somebody giving you $1,000 to pay your taxes with. So credits are better than deductions, and the reason is because the credit reduces the tax on a dollar for dollar basis. The deduction reduces the tax on a percentage basis.
Wow. Okay, now I have to go drink. I mean, you live this stuff, and this is why I try to tell people all the time, don't take tax advice from Uncle Frank's second cousin, okay? You got to go to people who actually have a clue, and you obviously have a cue. Okay, Tax Help Online, people, taxhelponline.com. Dan Pilla, God bless. Thanks for what you do. Keep up the great work. We're going to debrief people on the debate. Not over yet, but we're going to talk about it when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.